things that maybe you also go through in our worldly dunya life. Again, when it comes to sunnah, people will spend a lot of time studying sunnah.
This morning somebody was asking me about length of trip.
I told them that there is no sunnah like the turban. Yes, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri has mentioned few lengths, and they're like 1% chance, maybe even less than 1%, like 0.5% chance that that may actually have been the length of the turban of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's very, we call Zani, small probability, right? But some people, they try to wear turban of that length. I'm just telling you on the side. Some people, they try to wear a turban of that length because they think, okay, I can take that call, that view, which is very, 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 very small probability. Or I can just pick myself what length, and that has zero probability. If I just randomly pick myself, it's zero probability. But you can't enforce it or teach it or call it sunnah length of turban, right? But I was using this to say to you that when it comes to deen, mashallah, alhamdulillah, people go deep into sunnah, and it should be like that. Deep into sunnah. But when it comes to their role, and so deep, and what's the sunnah way of praying, what's the sunnah way, right, what's the sunnah du'as the Prophet said, what's the best sunnah, Hajj ulama made so much discussion, Hanafi ulama say Hajj kiram, so deep into sunnah, right? But when it comes to the worldly function, the roles and responsibilities they have in dunya, they don't go deep into the sunnah there. They haven't studied as deeply what is the sunnah father, or who is the sunnah husband. They haven't gone that so deep into that. That's a problem. That's exactly where we're weak. This is where we fail. This is where we end up slipping. This is where we end up sinning. This is equally sunnah. Don't think of that deen and this is dunya. It's equally sunnah. Equally sunnah. So to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything and everything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did is sunnah. Alright? Now, I'm just going to try to present it to you in a, just for an explanation. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a job like that, that I can, you say, okay, what's the sunnah of working? Right? Because I work, most of my time is at work. So the way you can look at this, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ الْإِحْسَانَ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed upon us ihsan, virtuous, noble pursuit of excellence, highest standard in everything that we do. So in one sense, again just to illustrate to you, the work of the Prophet ﷺ was nubuwat, was dawat. That's what he did. Because he did have that other identity, that he was an abid, he used to pray tahajjud all night long, two-thirds of the night long, such that his ankles and feet used to swell. So he had that also, his private life. His private relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as abid. But during the day, his quote-unquote work was work of nubuwat, work of dawat. So what would this mean? Okay, you have to be as sincere and as hardworking and as true and as honest in whatever work you do, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was true and sincere and honest and hardworking and diligent in his incredibly noble, special, khas work of nubuwat. Ajeeb sunnah, he explains to you. Nobody thinks like work like that. Allahu Akbar. And look, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to give you an example, in a hadith he said, At-tajir sluk. That the tajir, now this is total dunya, this is the most worldly profession. I'm not like saying this in a mean way, I'm just saying in a factual way. The most worldly possession is business. It's acquisition of profit. Take it. So what is the word, the adjective the Prophet used? The most true and honest one. True and honest one. Who will be in the ranks of Shuhada on the Day of Judgment? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Where is the Tajir going to learn? He says, okay, I want to be that type of Tajir. What does that mean? You have to look at the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, but he wasn't a Tajir. No, he wasn't a Tajir. Maybe he was before Nubuwat, but he wasn't. After Zuhur Nubuwat. So what does it mean? As true and sincere and honest he was in what he did, work of Nubuwat, you have to be as sincere and honest and true and remember Allah Ta'ala and go back and make niyyah to connect that act to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. in your business. You can think like this, that whenever you make niyyah, good niyyah to please Allah Ta'ala, you get more connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And whenever you follow more sunnah, you get more connected to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But that's it, there's nothing else in this world. All of the world in existence is about these two things, connecting more with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, connecting more with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Niyat and sunnat, niyat and sunnat, niyat and sunnat. More niyat, more sunnah. More niyat and more sunnah in our worldly life. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Then you will feel qurb, ajeeb. Because now go back to your ibadat, your deen. The more niyyah, better niyyah you made about zikr, about salah, and the more you did it according to sunnah, the more it brought you qurb, brought you closeness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The same thing will happen in dunya. The more intentions we make in dunya about pleasing Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the more we fulfill that worldly role, do that act according to sunnah, it will bring us qurb. It will bring us qurb, closeness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, like our ibadah brings us qurb. But if we don't learn these things, then we will live this life that most of you and me live. In Ramadan we do ibadah to get qurb, in Umrah we do ibadah to get qurb, we come back to dunya, we don't do niyat, we don't do sunnah, we don't get qurb. And we just keep living this back and forth life, back and forth life. Why? Why not take the power and teachings of deen? Take the powers and teachings of deen and make our dunya, through the power of niyyah and sunnah, into qurb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? So this was essentially our message to you for tonight. And this is something that we should share with one another. Because I'll also tell you that in dunya, many times in ibadah, you also need help from others. But then you reach a stage and you can go it alone. Like we told some of our friends who love to always sit in itikaf. So I told them, I'm going it alone this year. I'm not conducting any itikaf program. I think this last year, this Ramadan, maybe the first Ramadan of my life, I never gave a single bayan in any masjid. Not life, but in the last like 15, 20 years. I just had to go it alone. So I was telling one friend of mine just now in the car, I fly solo. This Ramadan, I fly solo. No passengers in the plane. Allahu Akbar. But no doubt in the beginning, a person sometimes needs help, group activity, bayan, madalis, all of that. But you have to go all the way, you have to be able to come close to Allah Ta'ala on your own. Okay? Same process is going to happen with dunya. When you want to try to do amal, and I want to try to do amal, what I just said tonight, when you want to make your mundane, worldly dunya acts into qurb and niyat and sunnah, you need help. So you need to share this with your spouse. You need to share these things with your children. You need to share these things with your partners. You need to share these things with your colleagues. Because it's not, you can't start like that if you go it alone. So that's another thing that we have to look at in our dunya. So we have to talk to our spouse and children about these things, come up with more and more niyyah, come up with more and more sunnah, train our children on how many niyyahs they can make for school. Okay, maybe we first have to train them how many niyats they have to make for coming to maktab and madrasa, and then how many niyats they can make for school, how many sunnahs they are for coming to maktab and madrasa, how they can think of sunnah when they go to school. So niyyah and sunnah. This is the beginning, building blocks of our guidance, how to make our regular life, worldly life, dunya life, a source of qurb and radha, closeness and pleasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah can accept this from us, and that He open our heart and our mind and grant us from His hidayah and His rushd, the knowledge to make our dunya as beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we try to make our deen beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make dua. Subhana rabbina ala muhammad, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله رب كريم. So many times we have slacked in our dunya, so many times we have slipped in our dunya, so many times we forgot you in our dunya. So many times we fail to make even a single niyyah of earning your pleasure in dunya. So many times we left and abandoned so many sunnahs that could have guided us in dunya. Yet we can even make tawbah for this. We seek your forgiveness from this. We ask your hidayah to take us out of this. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us tawfiq, Ya Rabb, to remember you all the time, to remember you when we leave our home, to remember you when we enter our workplace, to remember you all throughout the workday, to remember you in every shopping and every bazaar and every mall, to remember you in every interaction in society, to remember you in every single risky situation. Ya Rabbi Kareem, it is your karam and fazl that you helped us remember you in salah, and you helped us remember you while fasting, and you helped us to remember you in umrah. Ya Rab, now we need your help, Ya Rab. Help us remember you in our dunya. Help us remember you in our workplace. Help us remember you in our shop. Help us remember you in the interaction with Ghair Mihram. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us dhakirin in dunya and make us dhakirin in deen. Make us dhakirin in ibadah and make us dhakirin in a worldly function. Make us dhakirin in masjid and make us dhakirin in home. Make us dhakirin when we are sitting with people of deen and make us dhakirin when we're sitting with the people of dunya. Make us zakareen when we are sitting with our family. Make us zakareen when we are sitting with strangers. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us istiqamat on deen. Make us constant on deen. Ya Rab, for every time we betrayed the sunnah, honest in our deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us, Ya Rab, for every time we betrayed the sunnah, every time we went against the sunnah, every time we took the sunnah lightly, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us stern on us. Let us be stern on our timetable. Make us strict on ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the sifat of muhasaba, where we strictly scrutinize ourselves, strictly examine ourselves, before you, Ya Rab, strictly examine us, before our examination is taken of us, Ya Rab. Grant us the sifat of muhasaba in this world, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Rab, forgive us for all the time we ever wasted. Forgive us for all the time we misspent. Forgive us for all the ghafla that we're in. Protect us from being from khasara. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us more a'mal as-salih. Grant us deeper iman. Grant us more taqwa. Grant us more haya. Grant us more adab and akhlaq. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us into a sunnah husband. Make us into a sunnah father. Make us into a sunnah brother. Make us into a sunnah son. Make us into a sunnah friend. Make us into a sunnah Ya Rabbi Kareem neighbor. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fill our heart with all of the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our eating for you, accept our sleeping for you, accept our working for you, accept every worldly act that we do for you, that it be a means of earning your rida and your pleasure. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we can never know what was in the heart of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal when he said that beautiful sentence, but Ya Allah, grant us that same feeling in our heart. Grant us that same attitude towards life. Grant us that same lifestyle. Grant us the same outlook that Sahaba Ikram had, that they were able to please you in dunya the way they please you in deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you accept all the du'as in the hearts of all the people. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our silent plea. Fulfill our hidden need. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you know best what is best for us, our akhirah, and best for us in deen. Grant us all of that, Ya Rabbi Kareem. And you know best what is good for us in this dunya. Grant us that as well. Rabbana atana fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Rabbana takabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
So now I don't have it. From the time the you start coming.
That is not even recorded.
This stuff, I kind of get this thing out. So.